Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. Here in the book of Luke, we have two thieves on the cross, crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. These individuals were criminals, perhaps not only thieves, but murderers and individuals that were involved in an insurrection against the Roman Empire, for their crimes warranted death, death on the cross. These individuals are also spoken in Matthew chapter 27, verse 44, to where both of these individuals railed on Jesus and mocked him and doubted him. For the Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 15, that Jesus Christ was crucified on the third hour, 9 a.m. in the morning, and he gave up the ghost and died at 3 p.m. the ninth hour. From 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., there was darkness over the earth as God was judging the sins of the world on the Lord Jesus Christ. So from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Scripture is declaring in Mark and Matthew and Luke that there were mockings for those 3 hours. There were doubters for those 3 hours. There were railers, individuals blaspheming, cursing, daring Jesus Christ to come off the cross. Both thieves on the cross mocked Jesus Christ as they were on the cross. But we read here in Luke that one of the malefactors began to believe the Lord Jesus Christ and received him as Lord and Savior. Two individuals on the cross, two individuals with the power of choice. One mocked Christ, one begged for mercy, one doubted Christ, one believed Christ, one acknowledged his own sin, one did not acknowledge his sin, one asked for forgiveness, one did not ask for forgiveness, one believed and trusted him, the other doubted Christ. Individuals today have the power of choice. They can choose to believe or choose not to believe. They can choose to accept that they're in need of a Savior, or they can choose to believe that they are okay within themselves. They can choose to accept Christ and his mercy and forgiveness, or they can choose to reject Christ's salvation. They can choose to accept the love of God, or they can choose to reject the love of God. And Jesus Christ's arms are open for those that desire to receive him as Lord and Savior. For the words of Jesus Christ himself offer an invitation to all those who desire to receive everlasting life, as stated in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.